Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.
Here is your morning brief for Monday, April 29th. I'm Luke Vargas for The Wall Street Journal. Tesla has won Beijing's blessing to roll out its advanced driver assistance service in China, as Chief Executive Elon Musk made a surprise visit yesterday to the company's biggest overseas market. The tentative approval of Tesla's full self-driving, or FSD, software feature is important for the U.S. EV maker, which had been facing cooling global demand and increased competition in China in particular. FSD's approval will enable Tesla to better compete with local rivals that have already rolled out autopilot services. The board of entertainment giant Paramount Global could announce as soon as today that the company is parting ways with CEO Bob Bakish, and for now is expected to put in place an office of the CEO made up of divisional heads. The move comes as Paramount explores a merger with production company Skydance Media, adding increasing confusion to an already thorny sale process. Paramount reports its quarterly earnings today, which will be eagerly watched by investors after it posted $1.7 billion in losses last year. And shares of Dutch health technology company Royal Philips have jumped this morning after saying it had reached a $1.1 billion settlement in the U.S. related to its Respironics ventilators. The legal case had been rumbling since 2021, when Philips voluntarily recalled its respiratory care devices, which are aimed at sleep apnea. But today's settlement is considerably smaller than what analysts had expected, enabling Royal Philips to back its full-year guidance in its earnings report. Stock markets in Asia have ended the day higher. European shares are mixed, and U.S. stock futures are flat ahead of another busy week for earnings and a Fed rate decision due on Wednesday. And we have got a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know for 12 months in a row, one streaming service has been watched on TV more than any other? According to Nielsen, it's YouTube. But this isn't your usual streamer. This is where game day fans become 24/7 fans, where you can find your favorite artist, plus every fan cover and live show in existence. With millions of creators, billions of fans, and all the content we love most, there's only one YouTube.